of wood.
And a rail fence.
Okay, can you think of any different kinds? They have different names for them.
Well, they have one called a chestnut rail fence.
What is that for?
And that's a chestnut tree that they cut down and cut off certain lengths of it and split it up.
Uh-huh.
And let it season out and then they build fences out of it.
Really?
Yeah.
What about one that's built in zigzag?
A zigzag, mean milk kind of like that. I was calling them fences. I mean, I've got a cousin out here on the, just as you come in, Columbia on the left-hand side, it's real red. She got one of them kind of fences on her. She had a boy that had a son live somewhere, and he come back here with that pattern. He's got it all fixed up like that.
Where he came from?
I don't know, he's come out of Nebraska somewhere out in that thing.
Is that Tennessee?
No. State of Nebraska.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you have any fences around your fields?
Yes, I did. A lot of fences.
Wow.
Well,
which
kind?
Any?
The regular, I think 6-inch. This regular wiring.
Do they have that sticker thing?
No, I didn't mean to have none of those things. That sticker thing is just coming in the last few years.
Oh,
really? No, it ain't never been there. No, that is. Those sticky fences, it's been here a few years back.
Have you ever heard them called a barbed wire?
Yeah, well, barbed wire, yes.
Is that the same thing?
No. Mm-hmm. See, you have another fence that you see around homes and you see around factories, that the fences are small, little places in, but after top, it got a whole lot of little stickers on it.
Oh.
You don't see what I'm talking about. Yeah, but this barbed wire fence is just a straight wire like this here right here. It's just a straight wire like this right here, and by so often, that wire is twisted up again and made up some little points up on the top of it. See?
And what, that helps keep
it? Yeah, it helps keep the stock from, you know, when they reach the hill where it sticks, cuts them, they don't go back for it anymore.
Yeah. What about this? What do you call a fence that above the top rail you might build something to save lumber? Do you have anything like that?
Well, you mean you have a fence that you build up so high and then you have to put lumber on it?
Yeah, or something else above it. Maybe you want to save lumber, but you want it to be high enough to keep the big animals in.
Well, yes, they have a battery wire, or they have a wire from the meter. They call it a hot wire.
Oh, now what's that?
That's, you know, just a wire, just a straight wire like this here, but on the end of it, it's got a battery on it that when the animals touch it, shocks them.
Does it hurt them?
Oh, yes, it is, right? They don't go back anymore.
Uh-huh.
I mean, after you get there so long, they don't go back.
All right, when you set up a barbed wire fence or a wire fence, you have to dig holes for the wire.
For the posters.
Okay. What would you call a fence, a wall, made of rocks or stones you might take out of the field?
Rock fence? Yeah.
Now, if you wanted to make a hen start laying, what do you put in a nest
to fool her? Oh, yes, I put a little glass egg in there.
Okay. What term, maybe, would your wife use to describe her best dishes or her Sunday dishes? Or?
Well, her best dishes would, if she had the best dishes, she'd call them her Sunday dishes or China dishes or whatever you want to call them.
Yeah. All right. What do you use to carry water in?
Pails.
Okay. What did you say they used to call them in the old days when they were made out of wood?
White cat water in?
Uh-huh.
Well, they was made out of cedar buckets then, out of cedar.
Cedar.
Yeah. They called them pails too, water pails.
All right, what would you carry something you carry, I mean, call something you carry milk in?
Well, in those days they called it, all buckets of glass jar, cross jar, something like that. That's what they had. Yeah.
What would make a difference? I mean, would it be what it's made out of?
Mm-hmm. Truck jar would be made out of something like this here.
Yeah.
And the pails just be made out of galvanized, whatever you might call it.
Uh-huh. And what about if it was made out of wood?
That was made out of wood. Uh-huh. It would call it, it'd be made out of cedar or somewhere like that.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Still call it a pail?
Yeah.
Okay. Like, what sort of canister or container do you use to carry food to in the pigs? Did you have a special name for that?
The bucket we carried.
Yeah, yeah. You might keep around all the time.
Yeah. We had in the food or slop made up, we just poured in a bucket and carried on to them.
And did you call that bucket a special thing? Like you might say, I'll take that and put it in the...
Carry it out and put it in the bale or anything like that.
Did y'all like to call it...